You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What is up? Old School live on a Wednesday. We are live at the Mercado Buyer Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. Eric Strickland in the house. Nate Brennan back at the studio. I am Jake Sorensen filling in for Jay and DP. I'm told, though, we got Jay Foreman on the line, so we'll get to him to start things off here to begin things. We are 10 days away from kickoff, Dublin, Ireland. Strick and I will both be in attendance. Looking forward to that, right, Strick?
I'm so looking forward to that. And listen, I know you're going to be – I know you've got a group that you're going to be where with. So, you know, you are, you know, a family man, and you guys are going
to
have a nice –
but I'll try to find you out there, though, Strick.
But listen, one of them fat, frothy – yeah, we need to have one of them.
Yeah, we do. Okay, we got Jay Foreman, the Husker Hall of Famer, on the line. He is the typical co-host of Old School. He's out today. He'll be back later this week. Jay – good afternoon. Hey, man, 10 days away from kickoff. I am curious for you. Take us back to your playing days. What is the mood in camp like as you reach single digits away from the first game, which is tomorrow? What's it like compared to, let's say, even last week?
It's becoming more real. And, you know, the intensity, you know, it should be at an all-time high. You should hate practice because not that you don't want to go to practice and, you know, and get better. You should be hating practice because you're tired of seeing the same guys going against the same guys. Ideally, you'd like to think that they have the game plan or, you know, known in and, you know, all the ins and outs of it, or if they're adding new stuff to it, you know, keep them fresh. So look, when you're, you know, 8, 9, 10 days away, especially when you're going to be going over there early, and not a typical home game, you know, it's even shorter because you know that you're getting on a plane, I'm assuming, you know, by Monday. So, you know, when you only got 2 or 3 days left to practice, especially if they're going 3 days on, 1 day off and all that stuff. So it's, you know, it's a unique situation. And, you know, they're, you know, it sounds like they're embracing it. And they're, you know, they're going over there with one goal in mind, that's to come out, you know, back with a victory. And it won't be an easy task, but it's something that, you know, ideally Nebraska should be getting on that plane and feel very confident that they're going to, you know, win the game and win it handedly too. And it's a game that's, you know, it's a must win, but that doesn't mean you go and play tight or scared. You go out there and understand that you put the work in. So you got to keep doing it. You can't look forward to the you know, the plane ride. You still got 2 or 3 days of hard practice. You'd like to do all your heavy lifting in a sense of preparation. Anything you want to do, you know, with your body, you want to get on that plane with a clear mind and a fresh body. So, you know, hopefully that's what they plan on doing and go over there and make the trip well worth it.
I was going to bring this up tomorrow on early break, and I will too, but I'm going to ask you, Jay. So this is going to be the third straight year that Nebraska has began their season against a conference opponent. So 2020, of course, in the COVID year, Ohio State on the road. Last year, Illinois on the road. This year, Northwestern in Dublin, which is still a road game. If you were to design the schedule perfectly, you know, Nebraska typically in the past has had a so-called cupcake game, not always like a gimme, but typically against a lesser foe. What to you is the ultimate game one for a team? Is it a non-conference easy opponent? Is it a big time non-conference game like Ohio State Notre Dame kicks off in week one, or is it potentially like we've seen the last 3 years? A conference game. What's the ideal situation for a team in week one?
Well, it just depends on the team. If you're a team like Ohio State or Alabama, you know, they, you know, every game to them is a big game because they're going to get the best shot from everybody. And that's including, you know, in Ohio State's case, Notre Dame. So, you know, this is just a, you know, another day in the park for them. But for a team like Nebraska that, you know, wants to get the winning feeling, get used to what it, you know, feels like to have a winning locker room, and, you know, obviously going out there and earning it, you know, you probably want to start with a little bit of a, you know, lesser opponent. But if you have to start a conference game, yeah, technically it's on the road. You got two teams playing a road game. Nebraska's going to have the fan advantage, so that, you know, works finally in Nebraska's favor. And you're playing against a team that you know really well, and then let alone, you know, you beat them pretty, you know, soundly last year. So it's right in front of you versus, you know, going on the road last year with, you know, at Illinois, they had, you know, the whole new coaching staff. You didn't know what they're going to do on defense, kind of didn't know what they were going to do on offense. And being, you know, on the road didn't set up well for Nebraska. So this is a year that it's a very gettable schedule. It's a very, you know, I wouldn't say easy schedule, but it's a very winnable schedule in the sense of, you know, ending the season, you know, more than six wins. And so it's something they should look forward to. It could be a springboard schedule where you could have, I always reference Minnesota, you know, where they could have started 0-3. They started 3-0, went on that, you know, run, and then end up being a, you know, as of right now, a program-changing season. So if Nebraska goes out there and takes it, you know, wins every day at practice, and then, you know, obviously wins games, you know, this would be a season that hopefully will be, you know, a big part of the turnaround.
Jay, in preparation for a game like this, right, does it matter where you stay? Because right now, the Huskers are looking to stay kind of on the outskirts of Dublin, not necessarily in the city. Is that something that would matter, you know, to you, or have you experienced that in the past, whether it be in the pros or for a playoff game or something of that nature? What does that tell when those type of situations are occurring as far as where you're staying and it's atypical as opposed to a typical?
Right, yeah. I mean, as a player, you know, I was pretty focused, so it didn't really matter if we, you know, we played, you know, big games, and, you know, I played for the Giants. So, you know, there's, you know, the city that doesn't sleep, it doesn't start getting going to about 12, 1 o'clock at night. So, you know, the distractions are always going to be there. So I don't think it really tells you anything. But what it does tell me is that being out a little bit farther, like, you know, I call it batting down the hatches, you know, and you know, really getting guys to get over there, have a little fun. I'm sure they got a couple, you know, excursions for them, but let's get them, you know, away from the hustle and bustle, away from, you know, where all the fans can kind of distract them and kind of, you know, get them off their game a little bit, and get them to focus on the game. And, you know, it's a, you know, strategic move, I'm assuming. And I think that'll help. Everything that they're doing is setting this team up for success, something that I'm sure that they've thought long and hard about. And when you have a young team with young leadership, you know, yeah, you have guys that have played before, but they don't have guys that have been in the lead dog role. You know, the coaches, you know, and the staff, I think, are equipped and are showing that they're willing to get in there and kind of not hold their hand, but point them in the right direction to show them what it means so they can go out there on, you know, Saturday and put out their best performance.
Yeah, I'm curious, Jay, too. I mean, this is something where it's an atypical start to the season, not just a road game, but a road game in a neutral site in Ireland. So how do you, if you're trying to enjoy this moment as a player, but also know it's a business trip, how do you go about, you know, enjoying being in Ireland versus knowing the mission is we got to win this game? Like, can you mix those at all, or what's the mentality this week different than maybe a typical home or road game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different just because, you know, obviously the location is different, you know, and very, you know, odd. But if you embrace it, then it's not that big a deal. It's odd for Northwestern as well. But like I said, you know, previously, I think that having the fan advantage, and I'm sure Nebraska the fans are going to get over there and recruit a ton of, you know, natives to be, you know, Cornhusker fans. It actually turns into a, you know, a road home game. And we've seen how that happens, you know, even playing Northwestern a few years ago, how we kind of just overtook their stadium. So I think this can work in Nebraska's advantage, even though it is an odd location, an odd game. But it's, again, this season is set up for Nebraska to be successful. You're playing against an opponent, and then you're going to, you know, on the road technically. Both teams are, you know, overseas. But all your fans travel well, have shown that they're traveling well, you know, or better than Northwestern fans and alumni. And so they're going to, you know, be as close as they can to a home game or have the advantage from a crowd standpoint than, you know, than anybody could wish. So, you know, going over there and playing well, you know, something that it should be, it's not guaranteed, but it should be pretty close to a guarantee because everything's set up for Nebraska to be successful. So it's, you know, this is all how you, you know, approach it. If you sit there, it's like being out, you know, in a cold game, right? Both teams are cold. You know, when you pull up to the stadium, you know, it's going to be cold. So at the end of the day, you know, if us three are linebackers and we're coming out of the locker room and all we're talking about is cold or it's hot or this, this, and this, we're losing focus on the game. So as long as they can embrace it, know it, hey, look, we're over here. But, you know, ain't nothing changed. And then once the game's kicked off, they got to, you know, go out there and perform.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Jay, a texter asked the question, did you at any time in your career have the opportunity to play in another country?
No, I did not. But, you know, I mean, it's a great opportunity for these kids. It's something that they'll be able to look back on and say they participated in. And I remember when Nebraska, I think they went over and played another game like a few years before I came on campus. Don't quote me, I think it might have been like China somewhere. And it seemed like it was, you know, a pretty good game. But, no, I never got a chance to play. But, you know, the longest trip I ever took was from Buffalo to Seattle. And that was like five and a half, 6 hours. And so, you know, we went out there just 2 days early to try to get acclimated. They're going to be there 3 or 4 days early. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for them to go experience a whole another country, a beautiful country from what I've heard about Ireland. But then also it'll be even better if they go over there and perform well and get the victory.
Jay, I asked Strict about this earlier on the block. They're leaving Monday night and then getting into Dublin 10 a.m. the next morning. Is that probably the best way to do that with that much of a time change?
Yeah, you get in there and then, you know, one thing that you do, like I've always been told that you do on a long trip like that, you kind of just make yourself stay up and try to get, you know, right on that clock, you know, when you usually would go to bed. And so I don't know what their practice schedule is or, you know, or anything like that. And I'm sure they're going to try to encourage guys to sleep on the plane, especially, you know, if they're on the long leg of the trip. And if they can do that and then get off, and, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, obviously, you know, get all checked in or whatever, and maybe, you know, have a practice, get guys moving, and kind of keep them, you know, active that first day let him sleep hard. I think that's the best thing for him. And like I said, again, you know, you got to give, you know, the staff administrators or the decision makers kudos in everything that they've done pre-game for, you know, setting this team up to be, you know, in an advantageous position to be successful. So now it's on the players and obviously, you know, everything that goes in between to go out there and perform well.
Jay, if you were a playing on this team right now, I mean, even if you're playing back in your day, and you had to play a game overseas and come back, I mean, would you want to be playing that next Saturday? Because, again, Nebraska plays North Dakota the next Saturday. Usually these teams go over there in week zero, are off week one, they're back week two. You know, there's no excuses for anything right now, but there's certainly a reason that you could see a sluggish team the following Saturday. How much of a concern is that for you in the actual week one against North Dakota, the first home game?
I mean, I'm only concerned as much as, you know, the players need to be concerned. And from my perspective, we tried to pride ourselves on, we'll play you anywhere, any place, anytime, regardless of the situation. So then that's what they should be thinking about it. You know, yeah, we're going to come back, we're going to be tired, but we're still going to go out there and show the maturity as a, you know, football program to go out there and put on a performance. And, you know, the excuses are no longer valid. They no longer should be accepted. It is what it is, and as much as it, you know, going over here and playing in Ireland was a, you know, we're in an advantage because of the things that I mentioned previously. Mm-hmm. We're still coming back and playing a home game, and a very winnable home game, and a team that is beatable that you could possibly, if you go out there and handle your business, you could, I wouldn't say empty the benches, but you could get some players that need some experience a lot of time. So it's all right there in front of them. That's what you train in the off season for. You only get 12 games, you know, guaranteed games. And I always ask guys if you know, just say if every game is 3 hours, so it's 36 hours, 3 times 12. You know, if I said before the season that you would get, if I could guarantee you 8-plus wins, if you could, you know, give me everything you got for 36 hours, would you do it? I'm sure 100 out of 100 would. So that's where you're at. You could maybe just try to, make it real simple and say, look, it's 3 hours. Let's focus in on this 3 hours and then go from there. And, you know, if they make it real simple, I think they'll be just fine.
Jay, I was looking at a projection about a couple weeks ago from Mike Farrell. He had Casey Thompson listed as his third best quarterback in the Big Ten behind C.J. Stroud and Aiden O'Connell at Ohio State and Purdue, respectively, yeah. There. I mean, I don't know if you looked around the Big Ten, look at the other guys who might be in play for that, but I'm curious, are you kind of expecting that from, you know, from Casey, and what does that look like for him to be potentially the third best quarterback? What kind of year does that look like for both him and this offense, if that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, if he lives up to that billing, you know, there'll be more than in a good situation to win 8-plus games. I'm expecting him to go out there and play as well as he did at times last year in Texas. Maybe not to the tune of throwing for 500 yards in the Red River shootout or whatever it is against Oklahoma and Texas. But I expect him to be consistent, play the quarterback position really well. And I always say, you know, playing pitch and catch with your receivers and being a leader. And if he does that, his stats will take care of himself. And then, you know, all the accolades that come with it. You know, being ranked number 3 in the preseason is great because of the, you know, 2 knowns before. But, you know, he still has to go out there and perform. And he's got to be competitive because, you know, I'm sure, you know, Purdy and Logan Smothers aren't just going to roll over and say, oh, the season started. We're going to stop, you know, practicing good and competing to be, you know, a starter or get some rest from Casey. So he's got to perform well in the games. And, you know, if he does that, he'll be living up to that ranking. There's some decent quarterbacks in the Big Ten. You have, you know, besides the 2 that you mentioned, you know, Maryland has a pretty darn good quarterback. Old James Franklin probably thinks Clifford's pretty good. I know Mel Tucker thinks, you know, Thorne's a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Morgan thinks he's a really good quarterback. So, you know, that's the great thing about the Big Ten. You know, the known quantities of these quarterbacks are there. And you can kind of match it up with a program. If you got a consistent quarterback, generally you're going to have a consistent program. So if he's consistent, everything else, you know, will come his way.
We'll let you go on this, Jay. I'm curious, you know, when you look at the season ahead, I mean, Everyone kind of – we've asked our predictions on terms of what is acceptable, what's not. I mean, is simply just getting back to a bowl game like okay at 6-6? Are we saying 7-5 is a must? Like, where are you at in terms of what is truly acceptable by Jay Foreman and what should be acceptable by Nebraska fan standards for the 2022 season?
Oh, man, I don't know what number it is. I mean, that's, you know, for the powers that be. I just think that, you know, 6 wins, you know, should be easy. You know, I wouldn't say easily done because, you know, when you look at the schedule and say it's a very gettable schedule, I don't want to say it as, like, disrespect to the coaches and the other teams out there because I was talking to somebody the other day. You know, the one thing you got to realize is Illinois, Rutgers, you know, all these teams, Northwestern, you know, obviously up here in a, you know, in a few days, you know, they spent all offseason and spring finding ways. They're trying to find ways to get better at the things that they were deficient in last year. And they've been trying to prepare for Nebraska for quite some time because they you know, they're viewing, you know, Nebraska as a signature win if they're, you know, by chance they're able to get it. So with that being said, still 6+ wins, you know, should be a must. Now, I'm not big into, oh, well, you have to, you know, win this many games or so-and-so should be fired. I'm not like that because there's so many other things and dynamics that will go into to a season. You know, if it is a rash of injuries or, you know, something like that, then that can kind of, you know, change your expectations. And it's not about, you know, having blind expectations in hard line and saying, well, you have to win this amount of games no matter what. It's actually being able to adjust and being more realistic about where you're at the season. Because, you know, Mike Riley had a team that was ranked number 7 at one point in time during the season, won 9 games. But I can tell you what, there's plenty of teams that were 6-6 that would have beat the brakes off of that team. So are you a paper champion or are you a real champion? Or are you a phony or you're a real, you know, real team? I'd rather be a real team and have a like an up and coming record. Say if, even if I'm, even though I don't, it'd be hard for me to liking 6 wins, but say you're 7-5 or X, Y, and Z, you know. But I'm doing everything in the right way. I'm looking, you know, the team is looking different. Where, you know, they're being physical, less penalties, and maybe they're just getting beat by some better teams. Then you know you can deal with that because you're heading in the right direction. Versus, you know, a team that's kind of, you know, snowballing you, and then when it comes down to them, you know, really trying to compete, you know, to get the, you know, the break beat off them, and they start looking like the same old Huskers. So, you know, I think, you know, you just got to pass the eye test and do the things that, you know, is part of winning football. You know, I'm sure, you know, everybody's talked about it ad nauseum. Good to great special teams, you know, be a good tackling team. The offensive line, if they can show improvement to where they're not such a detriment as a whole to the offensive flow or the team, and be able to establish some sort of run game and just be, you know, a tightened up, you know, buttoned up type of team. And I think it'll everything will work itself out. So I don't think coaches are coaching for a number. I think they're coaching for a brand of football, and that's what they're searching to, you know, and been trying to get back to.
All right, Jay, we'll let you go. We will chat with you here soon, but thank you for the time, and we'll see you a couple days from now.
All right, my man.
All right, good stuff. Jay Foreman, the Husker Hall of Famer, the typical co-host of Old School, again, out today. DP also out. They will be both be back next week. But, again, we are, by the way, Strix here, Nate's there. I'm Jake Sorensen. We are live at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. I posted some pictures on Facebook and Twitter. I took a picture of these burgers. Now, Strix got some food here, too. If you want to get here by 6 o'clock, buy one, get one free on Steakhouse Blend Burger Patties. Come on by. They are delicious. You won't want to miss this. We are here until 6 p.m., but we will come back with more next on Old School here at 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen.
on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.